This is Brother Gino Cassieri. Once again, it's time for the Pastor Study. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today for the Pastor Study. If you were with me last time, we began a study that was entitled Jewish Marriage Customs Show the Events of Christ's Return. And we looked at five different stages of this Jewish marriage custom and brought out how they show the events of Christ's return. We're going to pick up with stage number six in just a moment. But before we do, again, I want to mention that each one of the broadcasts of the Pastor Study is available on audio cassette tape, and you can order it by writing to me at the address that will be given at the end of the broadcast. I also want to mention that there is available free to you a audio cassette tape catalog that lists every study that has been broadcast on the Pastor Study for the past 6 years. So if you'd like that, again, you can request it free of charge at the address that'll be given at the end of the broadcast. And again, if there are pastors listening, churches that are holding a Bible conference or a camp meeting or revival meeting, and you would like Brother Gino to come and be one of your guest speakers, I would love to come and be a blessing to you. Travel on a love offering basis. So again, please contact me. Before we begin our study, let's go to the throne room of God once again. Dear Heavenly Father, I do not take lightly the opportunity that you've given me this day to open up once again your preserved, inspired, infallible, inerrant word as preserved in this King James Bible. Father, we thank you for your words today. Father, I thank you for each listener today. I pray you'd bless the listener. I pray that this study would minister individually and each listener's hearts today. And Father, we claim your promise, as you promised, that your word would go out and not return void. And Father, we pray that you'd meet with us today in a mighty way, because you're a mighty God. And we will remember to give you all the honor and glory for what you'll choose to do this very day. And it's in your Son Jesus' precious name we pray and we give thanks. Amen. And amen. Now let's look at stage number six, which is entitled the consummation stage, and it lasted 7 days, but we're going to see how it pictures the seven-year period of the tribulation. Amen. What's going on up in heaven during this tribulation period. While earth is enduring the horrors of the seven-year tribulation, Christ and his bride, the church, will be enjoying the greatest marriage of all time. Now, it was customary in regards to the Jewish marriage that parents and friends would bless the couple and wish them well. Notice with me first in Genesis chapter 24, in verse number 60, and we read, and they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gates of those which hate them. And then also look in the book of Ruth. The book of Ruth with me, if you would. Ruth chapter 4 and verse 11. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, "We are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that has come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthily in Ephratah, and be famous in Bethlehem." Now the father of the bride drew up a marriage contract, which was called the ketubah in the Mishnah. Now the bride chamber was prepared. The parents escorted the bride and groom to this very room. Genesis chapter 29 with me. Genesis chapter 29. And once you get there, we want to look together in verse number 23. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter and brought her to him, and he went unto her. And of course, this is talking about the father of Leah, Laban, bringing his daughter into the groom's chamber, and of course, the groom was Jacob. We see, notice in what it says in Psalm 19, verse 5 with me. Psalm 19, verse number 5. We read, "Which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber." Of course, the bridegroom is none other than Jesus Christ. "Before coming together, prayer was offered by husband and wife." So that's the consummation stage. Now the seventh stage is the marriage feast. The marriage feast. Now the marriage feast continued for 7 days. And we see this in the Jewish marriage feast. Custom was for the marriage feast to continue for 7 days. Look in Genesis. Genesis chapter 29. Genesis chapter 29 in verse number 27. "Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. So it says fulfiller week. The marriage custom, or the marriage feast, amen, continued for 7 days. Now, look with me, if you would, what we read in Revelations 19, verse 7. Revelations chapter 19, verse 7. In Revelations chapter 19, verse 7, we read, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready." And then we read in verse 9 of Revelation 19, "And he saith unto them, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God." And these celebrations, the marriage feast, were times of rejoicing and music. And so will be the marriage feast, the marriage supper of the Lamb in heaven. between the church, the bride of Christ, and the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Looking in Psalm verse 45. Again, these celebrations, this marriage feast, were times of rejoicing and music. Psalm 45 in verse number 15 with me. With gladness and rejoicing, it says, shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. And of course, we saw that the king's palace here, this verse, Psalm 45 is prophetic. The king's palace is heaven. There'll be gladness and rejoicing, amen, at the marriage supper of the Lamb, at this great feast. What a blessing, my friend. Don't you want to be part of it, amen? You don't want to miss out on such a great time, amen? There's only one way that you can be a part of that feast. Be part of the bride of Christ, amen, the church, the body of Christ. And that's to right now, if you've never received Jesus Christ into your heart by faith, believing that he died for your sins, was buried, rose again the third day to save you from going to a sinner's hell and giving you a home in heaven. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend listening today, if you've never called upon the name of the Lord, if you've never cried out to God in your own words, acknowledging to him that you're a sinner, and that you deserve to die and go to hell because of your sin. Amen. But you know that he came to that cruel cross of Calvary, died on that cross, shed his blood, that shed sinless blood of Jesus Christ is the payment for your sin. Cry out to God today. Just say, Lord, save me. In your own words, express it, what you believe in your heart already. That Christ died, he died for your sins, was buried, and he rose again to save you. You needed to be saved because you realized that you're a sinner and couldn't save yourself, that you were lost and on your way to hell. But Jesus died and shed his precious blood to save you. Amen. All believers will be present at this marriage feast. Now, let's contrast this happy marriage feast of Christ with the unholy feast of Antichrist armies being eaten by birds, and the Antichrist burning his whore and eating her flesh. These are some pretty, amen, graphic things. But this is all going to take place. And how do I know? Because the Bible tells me so. While all believers are up in heaven enjoying this marriage feast, this is what's going to be happening. Let's look at these things. First, Revelations chapter 19. Revelations chapter 19. Beginning in verse 17. Notice with me if you would. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. So there's a marriage supper, marriage feast going up in heaven. All believers are present. There's great rejoicing and music, amen, and praising God. But look what's going on down on the earth. The supper of the great God. All the fowls are called to this supper. And what's on the menu? Listen. That ye may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. So here we have all those human bodies, the bodies of those that were in the armies of the Antichrist, coming to destroy God's people. Amen. The nation of Israel. But guess what? God destroys his people's enemies. And they become the menu for the supper of the great God. All the fowls of the air are called to partake of the supper of the great gods, to eat the flesh of these dead bodies. Now look at also in Revelation 17, verse 6, we see the Antichrist burning his whore and eating her flesh. 17, verse 16. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. The question before we move on to our final stage here is, will you be happy at the marriage supper of the Lamb? Will you be happy at the marriage supper of the Lamb? You'd be happy that you're there. I pray God that you would be, because if you don't trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, amen, and you're alive during the Great Tribulation, then you just may end up on the dinner menu of the supper of the great God and have your body eaten, literally, amen, by the fowls of the air that are going to be called to the supper of the great God. Now, let's look at the final stage, the setting up of house stage. Now, we will do this with Jesus when we return to earth with him. Now notice what it says in Zechariah chapter 14 with me. Zechariah chapter 14. In Zechariah chapter 14, we want to look first at verse 5. Zechariah 14:5. Notice what the Word of God says. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains. For the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azal. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And here it is. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. So the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come to this earth with all the saints. That'll be you, that'll be me. For all that have trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, repented of their sins, ask Christ to save them. Amen. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, rose the third day. All of those that have been born again will come with Christ. Amen. It says, the Lord my God shall come and all the saints with thee. Then notice in verse 9 what it says. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord and his name one. So we shall return. Christ's bride, the body of Christ, made up of all believers from the day of Pentecost, as we see it in Acts chapter 2, all the way to the rapture, will come with Jesus Christ, will return to the earth, amen, and we will return with Christ to the earth, which will be our home for 1,000 years of peace and happiness, which we will set up for God's glory. And that, of course, is called the millennium. The millennial reign of Christ, or the millennium, the 1,000 physical, literal reign of the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth. Amen. The 1,000-year rule of Christ will be the greatest time of joy, peace, and prosperity the world has ever known. To some, Jesus will say this. Look at in Luke chapter 19 with me. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, verse 17. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And then we read in Revelation chapter 5 with me. Revelation chapter 5. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. And has made us, and hath made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So we see, amen. Some call it a 1,000-year honeymoon, amen. The bride of Christ will have a 1,000-year honeymoon on this earth with her groom, the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, what we've been looking at here on our study is how the Jewish marriage custom show the events of Christ's return. Amen? And we started out by saying Bible marriage customs centered in two events, the betrothal period and the wedding. Those were the two main events. We started out with stage number one, the negotiation stage. A price had to be paid by the bridegroom and accepted by the bride. And we see this pictured in how the bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, has paid the price. He shed blood to pay for the sins of mankind. And to be part of his bride, be the bride of Christ, amen, the body of Christ, then you have to accept, amen, that payment. You have to individually accept that payment of Christ's shed blood. And then we see the second stage, betrothal stage. And we saw how Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together. And we see that God's love and faithfulness to believers are pictured as a betrothal. Amen. As we see with God the Father and the nation of Israel, and with Jesus Christ, with his church. You know, that's why marriage, amen, is so special in the eyes of the Lord, is so sacred, a marriage between a man and a woman. Because what it pictures is Christ's relationship to his church. Amen. Then we looked at stage number three, the preparation stage. We said where the groom would go home and prepare for the wedding and make everything ready. And then we see how our groom, amen, the body of Christ's groom, Jesus Christ, has gone to prepare a place for us. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go and prepare a place for you, and I'll come again. And then finally we see the fourth stage is the snatching away of the bride. Of course, it's the rapture. The bridegroom cometh. Amen. The bridegroom would come in the night to the bride's place. And there would be a cry, behold, the bridegroom cometh. See, he couldn't take his bride unannounced. Just like Christ will return from heaven for his bride, the church, at the rapture. Amen. I don't know about you, but I just can't wait. Then there's the examination stage, stage number five. The groom would remove the bride's veil to see if she was really the bride he had sacrificed for. And of course, that pictures the judgment seat of Christ. Christ is going to examine each believer, amen, in his bride. And examine the things done after salvation in each individual believer's body, whether good or bad. And then there'll be rewards, given a reward or lose a reward. Then we see the consummation stage, which would last 7 days, customarily. And we said while the seven-year tribulation is going on, amen, Christ and his bride, the church, will be enjoying the greatest marriage of all time. And we saw usually, customarily, in the Jewish marriage custom, parents and friends would bless the couple. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then we saw, finally, the marriage feast. And it would continue for 7 days. And, of course, we see this pictured in the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's going to be a great time of rejoicing, celebration, gladness, amen. And all believers will be at this feast. And then finally, we saw setting up the house. Christ and his bride are going to return to this earth for a 1,000-year rule of Christ, amen. Be 1,000 years of peace and happiness, which we will set up for the Lord's glory. So we're going to be on earth for 1,000 years, 1,000-year honeymoon with our groom. Now, as we end today, I ask you, are you proving yourself faithful to Christ now? And I challenge you, let us live for Christ now, so he will say to each one of us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou unto the joy of thy Lord. Well, once again, time has run out here on the Pastor's Study. And again, I appreciate each and every one of you for joining me, Brother Gino, today. And until we meet again next time on the Pastor's Study, My prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.